Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Neon lit night talk for torches, trolley dollies, and train wrecks like me.
Oily's gone.
Never know just where the conversation will take you.
What I'm going to say sounds ridiculous.
The late night alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Where are you going, Boily? She's gone, just walked out. Paul Ross is on at 1 o'clock. We were talking about Beverly Craven on Friday, and then we found out she'd been ill, and then we had a good old sing-along, and I said to Kath, I love Beverly Craven. Can we get her on the show? Well, we got her on the show. You're about to hear her now. We spoke to her about 8 o'clock this evening. What a delightful woman. We just wanted to talk about the tour. She brought up her cancer and her mastectomy, and man alive, that she jokes about it. It was really refreshing to hear. I think she's brilliant. She's doing a tour. Details are in this. So stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. I present Miss Beverly Craven. Hello, is that Beverly?
Ian.
Hey, it's Beverly Craven. How are you doing?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm concerned for you, Beverly, because I've got your tour schedule in front of me.
Yes.
It's relentless. What are you thinking of?
Tell me. I know. It just seemed to sort of snowball, because at first it was like, oh, yeah, let's just go out and do a dozen gigs or something. Let's have a laugh. And then I think our agent just got a bit carried away. Oh, I've booked you in here, and I've booked you in there. And I'm like, right, okay, great.
How is the show? Because it's three of you, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's you, Julia Fordham.
Yeah.
And Judy Took. That's, yeah. Do you know what? I've never met anybody who's met Judy Took, and I've never been sure how to say the name, and I'm so glad I've been saying it right for the last 20-odd years.
Yeah, she said it's like, she always explains it, it's Z-O-O-K is how you pronounce it.
Well, then write it like that for crying out loud.
You know, she is my absolute idol.
Really?
I used to sit in my bedroom when I was 16 and listen to her, Welcome to the Cruise,
yeah,
and I Am the Phoenix album, singing along at the top of my, you know, voice, and she really influenced my songwriting.
Yeah.
And I always say in my interviews, Kate Bush, Judy Zug, they're the two women who I just wanted to be. And now I'm in a band with her, and, tour, and I'm doing her backing vocals. I tell you, I wake up in the morning and I go, I can't believe this is happening.
So how did that? How did you end up working with one of your inspirations then?
Well, we've got the same agent.
Oh, I see.
And he started booking her, and I was like, oh my God, it's Judy Took. I said, why don't you put me in a band with Judy Took and just, you know, fulfill one of my big fantasies? And then we can get Judy, and Julia Fordham as well. We can go out. Yeah. It's a threesome. And then, because I've never done a threesome before.
Steady.
And so,
steady on, Beverly. Yeah. This is going out late at night. There'll be people listening with the wrong idea.
So here we are, just about to kick off with rehearsals.
Oh, that's interesting, because I didn't know that you were doing it as a group. I thought you'd come out and do, you know, 25 minutes, then that someone else would come out. So you're actually, who is the band? What is the band? Is it just the three of you, or are there more?
Oh, no, we're all on stage all the time.
Wow.
So we're doing each other's backing vocals as well.
Brilliant.
Oh, it's a dream come true, like I said. So, and we've also got a 5-piece band who are amazing. It's Julia Fordham's drummer, bass player and keyboard player.
Yeah.
It's Judy Zook's guitarist, and I just about got in there with my sax player.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's, you managed to get one of your guys in or gals in.
Well, yeah, we've also got like an 18-piece string section at some of the gigs as well.
No, really?
I know.
Oh,
yeah.
What a thrill! I mean, once you got to start splitting that money though, 25 ways, it becomes a little. So, which do you know which shows you've got the strings with you?
Yes, I do. Off the top of my head. Oh, that.
No, you don't.
Well, I know we're doing... There's a couple of shows in Manchester that are definitely with a string section. I think the Gateshead show is...
Okay.
And the Guildford show. And I think Basingstoke at the Anvil is as well. Anyway, it's all on the website, which is WTWlive.com.
Ooh, okay.
I got that in there rather well, didn't I?
Well done, and we'll get it in again, and we'll tweet all of this nonsense,
fantastic.
And we'll get all that stuff out. I saw you, Beverly. I loved you. I still love you. We were having a good old sing-along to your songs the other day on the show, and that's why we thought, let's get see if Beverly wants to come on the show. And so we were thrilled. But I saw you, God, it must have been... it must have been 25 years ago, thereabouts, at the Hammersmith Odeon. I got free tickets from Tampax. Imagine.
Right.
I saw them in my mum's box. I said, free tickets, Beverly. I went, I'm having those, Mum. And me and my two male friends came along, and we were sat, obviously, in the Tampax section of, you know, the giving away tickets. Because we were just surrounded by
women.
How
marvellous is that? Yes, Tampax, they actually sponsored me.
Yeah.
It was only for a short period, but...
Is that a joke? I think it may have been.
So that was it was a great series of shows.
Yeah.
Actually, I think we had like a dozen shows or something, and it was amazing.
Yeah.
They paid for everything.
Wow.
You know, rehearsals, tour buses, hotels, musicians, advertising, the lot. And then they gave me this, you know, very nice fee on top.
Oh.
And it was the first time I'd gone out on tour and actually not lost money.
Really? I mean, that was when... I guess it was the first album was the one that got all the Brit nominations and stuff and kind of turned you... What were you before that? Because you suddenly became a huge pop star. What were you doing, you know, the day before that or the month before that record got released? What was life like?
Well, we released the single in the UK, first of all, and then it didn't really happen. But then I had a hit in Holland, and then that sort of had a bit of a domino reaction around Europe, and I had hits in France and Germany and Belgium and... the Scandinavia and kind of all of so I was doing a lot of promotion out in Europe, which was really hard work because I was on a plane like once a week flying out to Europe all the time, and then the record company re-released everything in the UK after that, and then it became successful the second time round.
Isn't it funny? I mean, it sounds so glamorous. Oh, I was flying all over Europe. But, of course...
Oh, it wasn't.
No, exactly. That's it. It is a slog, isn't it? If you want to achieve it, you've really got to work hard.
It really was a slog. And, you know, I towards the end of it, I mean, I just used to... I don't mean to sort of tell a sob story, but I used to go into my hotel room, chuck my bags down and just collapse on the bed and sob. You know, and just be like, God, I can't believe I'm, you know, away again doing a bunch of interviews and miming to a song on the TV. And, I used to think a well-trained monkey could have done my job.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because you don't tend to see it so much now. People tend to sing live. But in the 90s, every TV show was pretty much mimed.
Well, the technical people couldn't really handle a live broadcast like that. So, if they did, I mean, occasionally it all went horribly wrong. So,
how do you muster? Well, I suppose it's the job. I was going to say, how do you muster the enthusiasm to? Here's the question: when you're miming, are you actually singing, or is nothing coming out of your mouth?
No, you have to sing, really. Right. Otherwise, it looks silly. You look like you really are miming. So,
some people do look silly, though. You know, it's a strange old music television has always been a strange beast. You must have done Top of the Pops a few times.
Yes, I did. That was lovely. I really enjoyed. You know, there's iconic shows. I feel very privileged to have done those. I remember once I did a show in Helsinki, and that was a live broadcast, and I was singing live.
Yeah.
And they had an audience in the studio, a couple of hundred people or something, and it got to the beginning of the song, and the camera, you know, the floor guy held up his hands to signify when they were going to go out, and the red light came on the camera, and I couldn't hear anything at all. There was no backing track, nothing. I was supposed to be singing live, and so I just had to then play the piano and sing live.
Wow.
And, of course, what was going out live was the record, and then I was singing All Out of Time in the studio.
No. So,
oh, yeah, no, all sorts of train wrecks like that were happened.
The radio show where the owls are not what they seem.
Do you or have you ever watched Twin Peaks?
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
They could be dreaming and meeting each other in their dreams.
On Talk Radio.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Excuse me.
Oh, Dad.
Hello, I'm Martin Kellner.
And I'm his daughter, Ruthie.
We do a podcast. It's called Ruthie, Me and My Dad.
In which I tell him how he's wrong about most things.
And I explain to her who the Bee Gees were. It's on Acast and Apple Podcasts.
And all your favourite podcast providers.
It's a unique generation gap conversation between a baby boomer dad
and his Generation Z daughter.
That's Ruthie, Me and My Dad. Brand new episodes every Thursday.
The radio show that knows truth is always stranger than fiction.
Week Monday, I get shoes.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Because they're too real to be part of my imagination.
On Talk Radio.
Did you always did you always want to be a singer-songwriter, a pop star? Was it Judy Zook when you were listening as a teenager going, yeah, I fancy a little bit of this?
Yeah, I think probably from the age of about 16 I used to fantasise about being a songwriter, I think, was the thing. I was always quite shy. I didn't think I was the right sort of person to get up on stage and show off. So I thought, yeah, I'll just be a songwriter and I'll just get a publishing deal and then other people can sing my songs. But,
yeah. But
in reality, once you've written the songs, it's really, really hard to get them placed and to get a publishing deal. Whereas if you're an artist as well, sort of selling your own songs.
Well,
in those days you had record deals and I was lucky enough to get signed on a development deal. So they literally signed me and then sent me off to Los Angeles to do writing with lots of different people and
wow.
Recording. And so I very much sort of learnt the business like that, whereas now it's completely different.
Well, now hardly anybody, a handful of artists, will make money from selling songs, you know, I was going to say CDs, but you don't really get CDs anymore. You know, but most people make the money from the live end, don't they?
Yeah, that's right. That's absolutely right. I mean, that's one of the reasons why I said, look, why don't we all get together and do this Woman to Woman tour? Because we've all got the, you know, the material, and we've all had hits. Why don't we just go out and do that, really? And then... And yeah, what a great show that would
well,
be.
And the fact that, that your agent kept adding dates says that people want to see it, that there's a market for the three of you out as a the old phrase was a super group.
Though, isn't it? But when you come up with these ideas, you don't know, you haven't got a clue how it's going to work, really.
Yeah.
But fortunately, the tickets just flew out and most of the shows are sold out. So we had to then add a second leg. which was in sort of March, April, which we've now had to move to June because I don't know whether you know, but I was diagnosed with cancer last month.
I know, we read that in the paper. Yeah. How are you doing? Are you, how's things going?
Yeah, you know, it's a bugger. What can I say?
Yeah.
It was a bit of a kind of a shock, but also I also kind of knew that I would get it again just because I'm a pessimist, I suppose.
This is the second time that you've had it?
Yeah.
And is it breast cancer, if you don't mind me asking?
Yeah.
And the prognosis, they're saying they can sort it out?
Well, they said that they are... What was the phrase they used? They said they were expecting a positive outcome. You know, and I think these guys, they do shoot from the hip. They're not going to... They're not going to, you know, spin you a line, are they?
No.
If they thought that my chances weren't good, they would tell me.
Yeah.
So that's positive.
No, it is. Yeah. It is. I mean, I had to sit. The closest experience I've got is I had to sit and hold my mum's hand as she was going through her breast cancer treatment, and they were very, very honest and very direct and said, "Right, well, we think we can do this. This is what happened," and they fixed her. You know, I remember she was having the chemo or chemo, I think, and then she was all set for surgery, and she was going down to you know have the breast removed and all of this, and the doctors.
Oh, did she have a double mastectomy?
This is the thing. She was going down, and the doctor doing the surgery said, "Look, I'm really sorry, I can't find the lump. I can't find it, so we're going to have to send her off. We're going to have to cancel surgery today, send her off for another scan." And I was kind of kicking off, going, "Well, this is outrageous." And it turned out that the chemo had got rid of it. The whole time, it had completely got rid of it. It was miraculous, you know.
Well, that happens. Sometimes they do that before surgery to shrink the tumour so that the surgery is less invasive.
Yeah.
So it actually eliminated the cancer.
It got rid of it completely. She didn't have to have the operation in the... Oh, she's going in every 6 months now for checkups and things, and they're keeping an eye on her. But they, you know, it's miraculous, I guess, is what they're saying. They can do amazing things these days, can't they?
Well, yeah, I've got to start chemo beginning of December.
Well, did you not think of... Because you obviously got the tour dates sort of through... when does it start? It starts the end of this month. Blimey.
Yeah,
Milton Keynes.
30th of October is the first date in Milton Keynes. And then it's all throughout November, pretty much.
Yeah. And did you not think, I might knock this tour on the head for a bit and go straight in?
What, and do the chemo?
And do the chemo, yeah.
Well, they don't like... You see, I've also had a double mastectomy.
Right.
And so they don't like to put you on a course of chemo until you're completely healed, and that was like 2.5 weeks ago.
Oh, wow.
So you really have to wait for 6 weeks.
Yeah, I didn't realise that was so recent.
Yeah.
Oh, man. What a shitty thing to happen, Beverly.
Well, do you know what? I look fabulous, flat-chested. I look like a model. I do. It really, you know, I have a fairly boyish frame, I think, and and my daughters all say, "Mum, you look great," you know, so I don't know whether they're just saying that, but I actually feel completely fine. And just think, I can be any size I want now.
Yeah.
I can have Saturday night boobs, or I can just have weekday boobs, depending on what I'm wearing.
And you I didn't realise that you'd had the operation a couple of weeks ago. You sound very, I don't know.
I'm still bloody sore,
really?
I'll be honest.
Right.
Which is getting me down a bit.
Yeah.
Just, you know, if you're in pain all the time, it's just really stingy still, but... You know, there you go.
Well, I'm guessing then, and correct me if I'm wrong, that going out and doing a tour with a couple of mates is probably, is exactly what you need, isn't it? To kind of lift your spirits a bit.
Oh, Julia Fordham as being, she's my guardian angel.
Yeah.
And she's been here. You know, she came to the biopsy with me, and she held my hand throughout the whole thing. She was stroking my head. She kissed me when we were done. And she helped me to get dressed. She's been making my bed. She's been doing my laundry.
Wow.
Cleaning my kitchen.
What a mate.
Oh, she has been unbelievable. You know, not since, you know, I was little and my mum, you know, was looking after me, have I had such kind of, you know, unconditional love in that way from someone. She is one of the most amazing human beings, and we've bonded so much throughout this.
Isn't that great?
She was the first person I told as well.
Really?
Oh, because she lives with me at the moment, because, you know, she lives in LA normally.
Oh, I didn't know. I was going to say, I didn't know that. How did you meet her? Was it kind of, you know, back in the 90s when you're doing all the TV shows?
No. We'd never met. And
wow.
Then after I suggested the tour and she came over and we sort of discussed everything, and I went to pick her up from Heathrow, and we were like long lost friends.
Isn't that funny?
But you know when you have that connection with someone immediately? I mean, Julia Fordham is just such an amazing human being. I'm very lucky to have met her. I mean, Jude's fabulous as well. She's just my hero, basically. So.
So how have you started rehearsals yet?
Well, kind of. I mean, Jude and Jules came over yesterday and we were running some backing vocals, which is great. Oh, singing those songs I know so well.
I love the joy in your voice. You've gone all girly. It's brilliant. You sound like you're 15.
But when we get together, it's just amazing. I mean, there's no way on this planet I'm missing the tour.
Yeah, good. Good.
Yeah.
Well, you've not got. I don't want to, you know, worry you, but it's the 9th now, and the first date is on the 30th. So, you kind of got to pull your finger out a little bit.
We have got a few days of rehearsals. End of the month, and then we've got quite a big production rehearsal, and lots of friends and family are coming down to that.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll get there.
Oh, listen, I wish you the best luck. What is the website again, if people want to go and have a look and get tickets, if they can get tickets for any of these?
Well, most of the first leg is sold out, if I'm honest, but the second leg is in June, and the website's called WTWlive.com.
Okay, all right, I love... What a great position to be in. You know, 25 years after, you know, breaking, going, well, actually, the first half of the tour sold out, so tough. Sorry, guys, you missed it. Beverly, honestly, I've always thought you're brilliant, and I'm sorry you're not feeling particularly well, and I really hope it gets sorted. And this tour is going to be a gas, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Me and my producer Kath are going to try and come down if we can sneak in. Maybe we can come and chat to the three of you at some point. Because
which gig do you fancy?
I'm looking at Bury St Edmunds on the 3rd of November. I mean, I don't know, can you work some magic?
What's the venue called there?
I don't have the venues in front of me.
I can't remember. But I'll speak to
we'll sort something.
The agent, and or maybe you can come to the production rehearsal. That's going to be a lot.
Oh,
that
oh.
That's going to be a lot.
Oh, we'd love to. Yes, yes. Okay. Oh, we'd love to, Beverly.
Okie doke. Well, if I speak to your lovely assistant afterwards.
We'll sort. Well, my She don't call her my lovely assistant.
She, oh, is she not?
She's the producer and co. She's the boss.
Oh, okay.
I'm the monkey. She's the boss, basically.
Okay.
It's so lovely to talk to you, Beverly. I really do hope we can swing it so we can come down and see the three
that'd
of you.
Be great.
And best of luck with the tour. It sounds like it's going to be a blast.
Thank you, Ian. Nice to chat.
Nice to talk to you too, Beverly. I'm going to pass you back to Catherine, the boss. Now, see you later.
Okay. Bye.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lip.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.